Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and full disclosure, I know sometimes I cut this thing on to brag. Sometimes I cut this thing on to say things that I'm proud of, to philosophically ponder ideas that I have. Sometimes I cut this thing on to show off. And sometimes I actually cut this on for therapy, to talk out some things. I think this time I'm turning it on for counseling. I'm using this medium or this exercise or this whatever I do. Hold on, I gotta flip this. It probably didn't make a bit of difference, but I like to have the cord wrapped around the pole, the support, just to, so it doesn't swing back and forth. It probably doesn't even matter, but my anal ACD, ACD is when I don't pick up a call at work. My OCD or whatever it is kicks in, and I just got to do it. I just got to have it a certain way. I just like to have that thing a certain way. Like when I'm food chopping, after I chop up my food, and I get the spatula, and I got to use the spatula because I got to get every drop out of it. There's a moment where I take the container that's all, you know, I got all the food out of it, and I set it down. It's so hard for me just to set it down and not put it where it needs to be. I had to train myself to set it down, put the food in the microwave for 2 minutes, and while the food's in the microwave, do the dishes. Saves time, more efficient, blah, blah, blah. But in my mind, and always in life, I don't put nothing down where it doesn't belong. It comes before I think. I don't know if it's instinctive, but I've trained myself to the point, subconscious maybe, that where I don't put nothing down unless that's its final place. And I trained myself to do that because I didn't want to have to do things two or three times. Even like with data, I try to copy my data and save my data to place to his final place. And sometimes I don't feel like going through those extra steps of drilling down through directories or mounting this or mounting that, mounting this volume, mounting that volume. But I'm training myself to do it. So that like when I take my videos here, I take this video here, I'll save it. I should save it directly to the folder that it'll reside in for the next step, next stage of its process. Once I finish this video, I should take it, rename it, Me Talking 2023-0617, I think. Rename it here, copy it over to my podcastics folder where I can, you know, produce it, upload it, or do whatever to it, and where it needs to reside before I process it to make the audio podcast. That's where I have probably a couple hundred files in there that need to be turned into audio podcasts that I can send to Spotify and all that. But that's the final resting place. It's right now there in the camera folder. And I meticulously back up my camera folder probably two times, at least once a day. No, not once a day, but usually a lot. I keep it consistent, you know. And so I always have my ideas. Never have only one copy of anything. So once I copy it over to the hard drive, whether it's my portable one on the back of my laptop if I'm traveling, or if it's to my main storage at home, I always keep two copies. And until I copy that main storage or my hard drive copy on the back of my laptop, I keep it on my phone. And in fact, I keep it on my phone now. I got like 4,000 files on my phone. Or maybe 3,000 files on my phone that are already backed up and I can delete. But I'll just leave them there because I got them already copied over to two or three hard drives. And one of the hard drives is off-site. A couple of them in the house. They're all encrypted. So if they're stolen, they won't be broken into. It would take them 20 years to do that. And when I'm sticking doing my ACD, my OCD, anal, whatever training through data backup that I went through years ago, thinking about sending a copy back to Ohio, leaving a copy of all my data back in Ohio. And not only that, I'm thinking of sending a computer, setting that computer up so that the hard drive can be set up on that computer and I can transfer files and back that up from my house, which I can do now with MeshNet. Nord VPN has something called MeshNet to where I can remote directly to the shares on my computers on my LAN at home. And I use that to back up pictures on the fly. If I'm out, I want to get this backed up on the main storage, I'll back it up there just in case something happened. I'm just anal and OCD about that. I just been trained because I've lost data before and it hurts. So I just set this standard really high and I've gotten used to it. And very rarely have I lost data. I think one time I lost data because I copied the files incorrectly. I went to copy them and I did it incorrectly. There was many different ways I could have saved it. My phone was full or something like that and I needed to save them. And it was many different ways I could do it. I think it was when I passed out on the airplane going to Petaluma or whatever. And I wasn't thinking all that clearly, but I did get a lot of it backed up. And I lost a few files that when I was in the hospital, a few pictures I was in the hospital. But that's just the way I like to roll. And so when I'm like doing my food chopping in the morning, my breakfast, my grits, quarter cup of grits, quarter cup of cottage cheese, a half of Italian sausage, and a boiled egg, I put it all in the food chopper, chop it up, and I'm training myself to empty it all out, get it in the bowl, put the bowl in the microwave, and then do the dishes, because it's hard for me to set those dishes down at a stage, not at where it should be, not in its final place. When I'm finished with those dishes, they should be either in the sink, soaking. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes they get greasy, and I gotta make, you know, really soapy water to get to cut that grease sometimes. Sometimes I don't care. But the idea is for them to be washed, rinsed, or whatever, and put on the counter, drink, drying. In fact, I left home. I fired up the dishwasher. I'm starting to get back into the dishwasher regimen because I had that down for a while. The idea was never have a dish in the sink. No dishes in the sink, and the dishwasher is always dirty. As soon as the dishwasher's clean, you open it, empty it out, put all the dishes away, so that when you walk in after you finish eating, you rinse the dish off. While the food is still fresh, it's easy to rinse off. I got like a kitchen brush, and I got a dish rag. Speaking of dish rags, hope I forget, don't lose my train of thought. I realized that I only use my dish rags once. I use my dish rags once for like 6 or 7 months. I think I got like 4 of them from Walmart for like $4 or something like that. And I thought they were cool because they had this like little plastic mesh net on it that seemed like it would give me some scrubbing ability. But they were cheap. And in between the usage bleachings, and sometimes if they get too icky, I'll go ahead and soak them in a glass of, you know, bleaching water, clean them out, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, they start to get holes in them and start to wear down. That bleach starts to break down because I put bleach in all my water. You know, black people put bleach in all their everything. So if you went over there and you had lemonade at a black person's house, they probably put bleach in it. That's just what we do. Anyhow, so I realized that I only used my dish rags once. So I bought 4 of them for Walmart. I think I paid $3.12 for them. I don't know why I remember that number, because it probably was significant. I was, you know, probably on the high when I saw it. Ooh, look at this, you know. And so I'm on my first one. You know, a little hole is worn in it, but it's still clean and white. When I, you know, there's no greasy feeling to it. It feels clean, smells clean. And then it's probably been 4 or 5 months I've been using it. And then when the time comes, I'll throw it away and grab another one. I guess I don't see the point of, well, in my, you know, style, I don't see the point of getting good dish rags. You know, because I use bleach and they going to get bleached. You know, they going to get bleached. Color's going to fade. And then washing them. You know, I don't like them too heavy anyway. I don't like my dish rag to be too heavy. You know, because I try to use a wash rag a couple times. It's not the same. It's not the same. You want a dish rag to be non-absorbent to a point. And that's why when I use that dish rag to wipe up stuff, it smears and leaves water tracings. It's not absorbent. I got to use my gray towel to do that. I mean, my drying towel to really get the absorbency and the drying off, like when I dry off the black stove. But anyway, I also got a kitchen brush to, instead of using the dish rag, because I just get the dish, rinse it off really quick while the food is still nice and you don't moist on it. Use the dish, the kitchen brush, and you don't have to clean the kitchen brush as much. You don't have to clean the kitchen brush. Who's calling me from 562? I don't look like nobody I know. It might be though. I should check it. Maybe it's somebody. Oh, the whole reason I cut this on was talk about my therapy. Talk about my therapy. But no, not therapy. This would be straight out counseling. This is counseling. Because my mojo is down. I'm too happy, too content with just sitting at home, watching TV, or even just laying in the bed and quiet. It just feels too good to me just to relax. And the reason this is counseling is because I went back to smoking Black & Miles, and I want to quit. I don't like the way it makes me feel. Yesterday I started after the dentist, and the urge is there to fulfill the urge, that craving, that's one of the best feelings. You know, because I don't do it before work. I don't smoke them before work. So I get up and I work, and at the end of the day, I know I got that to look forward to. And it's to the point now where I clock out at 8, at 8:01, I got one in my mouth, lit. And I don't like that. I don't like being that person. I don't like being tied to anything, basically. I ain't even gonna say like that. I just say I don't like being tied to anything, period. And so I will address it, and I don't like the way it makes me feel. I was talking to my cousin, and we was talking about yeah. And she was like, yeah, that first one in the morning, and I knew exactly what she was talking about. But that part I've seemed to have beaten. I know if I wake up in the morning and I hit that Black & Miles, the day is done. It's over. You know, it just it slows my metabolism down. Or it does something to the way my body functions or my vibrancy, to where I can just sit. You know, it makes me kind of dizzy. You know, fulfilling the craving, the rush feels good. That tobacco rush, everything about it, the tobacco taste, all of that. But I got to quit. And this is my counseling. So this isn't therapy. This isn't showing off. This isn't philosophical. This is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell counseling. I'm putting it out there. Now, of course, there's nothing but Black & Miles. All right. Somebody left me a something. Hold on. Anyway, that was Funk Store. That was funkstore.com hitting me up from the LBC. Did a drive-by at the house. I wasn't there. I was just thinking about them too the other day, coming down there and see Long Beach. I was like, damn, it's been a while since I seen old Daryl Moon. We go back. He took the first picture and called us the LA Maggots. He took that first picture and called us the LA Maggots. I was like, yeah. That's us. Well, I didn't say, yeah, that was us, because that wasn't even us yet. Yeah. I don't want to be bothered. But I know I need to interact. I know I need to interact with people, but I just don't want to be bothered. I mean, not bothered. That's probably right. I'm just cool being to myself, you know? I'm just cool to being, you know, here, just doing what I want to do. But I know I need to interact, you know? I need to mix it up, you know, get energy from people. I get energy from people, and it inspires me to, you know, not be so, not lazy, but content and less active and less animated and keeping, you know, the energy down, which I don't know. And I was also thinking that maybe, you know, with my regiment, my walking and work and my age, I don't know, maybe I am tired. You know, maybe I am doing a lot and I just don't feel like it. Maybe, you know, my day is strenuous or full enough to where I'm using up all my energy. Could be. I mean, I don't know. Because if I walk 4.5 hours a day, because by the time my shoes on, like I said, in the morning, about 9:20 every morning, I'm going hard until 8 p.m. And maybe that, you know, is doing a lot. Maybe I should recognize that as being enough and I just do need rest. But that being said, I still don't like the way the Black and Miles make me feel. I still don't like the way the Black and Miles make me feel. And I'll quit after a while, I know. And this is how I quit. You know, either talking here or just getting tired of it. And like today, I was sure not to wake up smoking one, because it would just poof. Even though I knew I was going to go back to bed. In fact, I got up. I woke up. I said, this is my lazy day. I'm not doing nothing today. It's my lazy day. So I got up and I ate the rest of the pizza I had and wings and made some chips. So I had a nice little meal, you know, maybe too much of a meal, because I knew I was going to go back to bed. I went back to bed and I slept for 3 hours. I slept for like 2.5, 3 hours. So maybe, you know, maybe I was tired. Maybe I do need to rest. And so I'm sitting on the bed. I'm just scrolling Instagram and Facebook or whatever, total quiet. You know, got even the phone on mute, TV off, no music, just loving it. Building pretty much quiet. I'm like, what am I gonna do? It's 1:30, what am I gonna do? It's 12:30, it's 1 o'clock, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? You know, cause you know you don't wanna start smoking a Black and Mild. You know you don't wanna eat, you done ate already. You know, you don't even get tired, it's only so much Netflix and Prime Video you can watch, MGM Plus, Peacock, Showtime Anywhere, blah, 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 Curiosity Stream. I got them all. And you know you're going to need something. And you see that there's something happening to Carson. You're like, yeah. You're like, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to try that. I'm cool just doing this. And I have to recognize that I'm cool and I'm satisfied doing nothing. And like I said, it may be because of my work week. Maybe I deserve or need or whatever. You know, my body needs to replenish to recover. And then yesterday, Friday, I had dental surgery, in a way, I had dental surgery. I got numb. They numbed me up, but then they took the screws out of my mouth and put screws in and put the screws out. So my mouth was open for 2 hours. So I had 2 hours of trauma, quote unquote trauma. You know, there's no pain in modern dentistry, just pressure and discomfort. There's no pain. But, so, I mean, it was probably more grueling than I'm allowing myself to believe. Did I say that? Yeah, it's probably more grueling than I'm allowing myself to believe. Maybe I went through something. Maybe I needed, you know, to rest after that. Because I don't think I rested after that. I think I laid down, but I didn't go to sleep. basically as soon as I got home. After that, right on the black of mile, it took me to a level. And I made something to eat. And I made something to eat, then I laid down. I don't think I went to sleep. No, I did go to sleep, I can't remember. And I got up and went and got pizza. And that was my day. And so, I guess one of the main things too I wanted to talk about in this one was that I'm laying sitting on the bed. I'm like, what am I do? What can I do? Where can I go? You know, what's motivating? Venice Beach? Should I go to concerts? Should I see what's up? Juneteenth things? This? Do I want to just drive Hollywood? But blah, blah, Santa Monica, you know, I got the whole world at me. You know, LA, the whole thing. I'm like, what can I, nothing was hitting me. Then I thought, well, it's 1:30 or 2:30 or something like that. It's still relatively early. You don't work tomorrow until 3:30, so you got the whole night. If you want to hang out and go, you know, do something tonight. And just start simple. Start with simply getting out of bed. Instead of thinking of the big thing, you know, the big ooh, start simple. Get out of bed and go for a walk. Do what you normally do, Negro. I was like, oh, I can do that. So I got out of bed, made my bed, and as I started making my bed, I started to feel it. You know, starting to feel a little bit of, okay. Okay. And I remember I had woken up earlier and eaten. So my stomach was cool. No black and miles. You know. So I'm feeling pretty good right now. And I said, okay, let me go walking. And let me take my more exotic walk route. You know, not my normal everyday walk. Not my normal everyday routine that I'm completely comfortable with. And I can just walk damn near with my eyes closed. Let me go on one more exotic walk where it might be some shit going down, you know, just to, you know, spicing things up, you know, not to keep me on my toes, but to, you know, maintain, keep my alertness, stay in the game. So I walk, you know, 5,000 steps that way. I'm walking 5,000 steps back. Simple. I should get home by 4:00. I should get home by 4:00 and it's still early. So that's good. See? I get home by 4:00. It's still early. I'll shower. And then I'll be sitting there saying, what's next? Maybe I'll jump in the car. You know, maybe I'll do this because I got my 10,000 steps in. That's a good start of the day. And that's just a good start. And I was thinking, just start slow. You know, start with the basics. You know, one step at a time in the day. Don't just try to, you know, set the whole day up completely. Just one step at a time. And so, finishing up this walk now. Almost, well, not really, kind of, sort of. I'll get home, I'll shower, and I'll go from there. You know, I'll shower, maybe throw on some clothes. I should shower, put on some clothes that I don't need my, you know, my regular day clothes. Put on something to make me feel a little bit, not dressed, but put together. You know, and jump in the vehicle and just take a ride. Even though it's getting around traffic time, it's Saturday, it shouldn't be too bad, but quite frankly, sitting in traffic would be something to do. But the whole idea, hopefully, is not to mess with them black miles until later this evening, when it's time to shut down. When I'm home, the day is done, I don't want to say accomplished, but the day is done. You know, the day is done. This has been done. And I would say accomplished, I can use accomplished to mean that I did something fulfilling. Or not rewarding, but maybe fulfilling. You know? Not quite rewarding, but rewarding is a part of it, just fulfilling or productive. You know, I like to at least get something done. You know, even on my laziest do-nothing days, I like to get something done. And like right now as we speak, I'm backing up data, which to move off of a hard drive to get more space. Some data that I just don't use anymore. So I copy to one drive, copy to a drive, then I'll put that drive away. And I'll take the data off the main drive, free up space there. And then I have a copy of that data handy. I can just pull it out, put it in. And I'm making a copy of that. I'm making a backup copy of the copy of data. See, once I move it, I always got to have it in two places. At least two. And then once I get it in at least two, I'll look to maybe even get it into another one. Or I'll throw it on another drive. Because I got just a bunch of hard drives just laying around. And I can just put it on there and just put it in storage. You know, worst case scenario, well, I don't want to say worst case scenario, but, you know, just to have a backup, because it's not the most crucial data in the world. It's just stuff that, you know, I wouldn't mind keeping, since I like to look at data as being free. I don't want space or financial limitations to determine how much data I keep or don't keep. I've decided that storage is cheap enough to where I'll pay. Just keep it all, worry about it later. But what happens is, I realized that you can keep too much. I mean, one time we were shooting video. And, you know, people who shot video before were saying, you know, don't keep that, delete it. And I'm like, no, I like to keep it all. You know, even with music. But that stuff adds up, you got to process it later. So I'm starting to get into the idea. I'm leaning towards the idea of, yeah, delete it, get rid of it. Because you don't want to have to process it later. You don't want to have to go through that later and figure out what to do with it, where to put it, how to put it, blah, blah, blah. So you just go ahead and say, you know, I'm not worried about it. Get rid of it. Because it's stuff that you ain't going to use anyway. You know, it's stuff that you just ain't going to use. And you know you ain't going to use it. Well, you don't know you ain't going to use it. That's the whole thing. That's the whole to do about it. Anyway, you probably can't see what's going on. Really nothing is going on, actually. But there's a little bit of movement. It's warm today. So the people who live in the streets, the homeless, are a little bit more active. And, you know, like I said before, when you walk around, you be out here walking, you see stuff. Walking around, as does my boy, he said, he gone. He take it off, which I'm not complaining about. It's me, y'all. It ain't y'all. It's me. It's me. And I know I need to get out and see y'all. I can even name the names I need to see. I can even name the names that I want to see. I talked to Charlie Lake the other day and J.I. Dixon. It's just so good to talk to somebody. You know, not just to talk to somebody. And it's not like, I don't want to sound like I'm just, I need somebody to talk to you. Don't fucking call me. It ain't like that. Don't fucking call me. No. It's not like, somebody reach out to me. I need help. No. It's not like that. This is on this one. This is all up here and on this one. And I'm good. I mean, hell, I've been to Barcelona. God damn it. Barcelona's my go-to. I've been to Barcelona. I've been here, I've been there. I seen Sade live. I shook Obama's hand, blah, blah, blah. You know, go on and on and on and on. You know, so it ain't about all of that. It's just more about my energy. And see how my energy comes up and I feel good talking like this. And this is, I was saying it years ago. I like being by myself too much. It feels too damn good. There's something going on. And then the internet came, and I figured out way. I've been doing this for 20 years, making video. I've been making videos like this almost 20 years, to where I could be by myself and actually express publicly. I could be in isolation, but have, you know, a connection to the external world, but still be within my own. And to me, that's just heaven. That is a heaven beyond heaven, you know, to have a platform and isolation and independence. Oh my God. But like I said, I know I'm doing good. I mean, it's just, I'm doing good. The Black and Miles, you know, it ain't like it's heroin or an opiate, you know, and I could probably quit, and I've quit before. And I, you know, I'm doing for, cause I'm all or nothing. I can't, moderation is tough for me. It's either all or nothing. It's no like, oh, just do a little bit. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that at all. It's all or nothing. And that's why I had to cut out drinking, weed, all that stuff. I just got a zero, you know. Oh, just on weekends, no. No. Just on this, no, 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 no. I think, I guess with my breakfast and my eating, I think I got, it's not really a moderation. It's really a all or nothing, because I got it set. It's this and that's it. It's this and that's it. It's not like, oh, just, you know, it's mapped out. It's carved out. So you could say that's kind of an all or nothing too, but I'm moderating that sort of. But anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. Thank you for the counseling session, for listening. We'll see how I do on Black and Miles today. I think I did pretty good already. 4 o'clock and I ain't had one. Hey, there go a black renegade looking like mine. I love my car too. I love my renegade. I love it. I still look at it. It's 5 years old. I still look at that damn thing. I think it's the most beautiful thing in the world. Rides too. I should get in and go someplace. Swinging on y'all. For me, for the funk, and for my Black and Miles counseling session that you've joined me with, I appreciate. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe, that ever was, is, or will be, it's the totality of it all. A theory of universe, an idea of all as one. No, I said that wrong. And it's an hypothesis of all as one. The totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.